We have softball up next. Lady Beavers had a tough one and a good competitive game yesterday with Holcomb as they will head to Lakin on Thursday tomorrow for a doubleheader as well. And got a couple of seniors joining us here. We'll start off with senior catcher Mallory Cup. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you doing?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, yesterday I know it didn't go like you wanted it to go, but I thought there were some good things in the game yesterday. How did you feel like it was overall for you in the first couple games of the year?
I felt really good about our field. I had a lot of trust in all of my teammates. I felt like if a ball went up in the air, someone was going to go get it. Someone was going to go after it. I felt really good about Jordis playing at first, where she's never played before. I just felt good with the field overall. I mean, based on the score and, you know, bats weren't going our way, but it'll come. I feel it.
Absolutely. And, yeah, it's your second year behind the dish full time catching. How's it been there with Cheyenne there throwing in some of the pretty heavy pitches or fast pitches?
Yeah, you know, it's fun, I guess. I mean, I like doing it. Yeah, I don't have much to say about catching. She knows it too, but
it's just, it's simple,
right? Happy to do it.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. But there's a lot that goes into the pitcher and catcher relationship. And
yes.
And you kind of also have to kind of drag where people need to line up at. But like you said, there was a lot of good things yesterday on the defensive end.
I agree. Yeah, I felt like there was a lot of talking. I guess that's a good point I have about catching. I like being able to talk and being able to, like, instruct everyone, get the plays going, line everybody up. I do enjoy that part of it. I just feel in control in that way. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel more settled doing that, but...
All right. It's a fast season, but you'll get a lot of games coming up here over the next couple of weeks or so. What are some things that you're looking to accomplish after yesterday?
I just want to get more confident behind the plate. I feel like the confidence was there a lot more than it was last year. Now it's just a matter of putting my mind to it, putting the bat to it, and getting it done.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me here, and congratulations on a good start, even though it was a kind of a couple tough games there.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, you betcha. Mallory Cup, senior, and another senior. We go to the pitcher, Cheyenne Kramer, who throws in all the tough pitches into Mallory. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. So how fast is your fastball now?
Right now it's about 58, but Ooh. Hoping to get it faster.
Yeah, if it's above 60, it's a severe storm, right?
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right, there we go. Yesterday I know it didn't go like you wanted it to, but I think you had to love the competitiveness that your team had. A lot of new faces out there in some different positions.
Yeah, I think that our field did really, really good, like Mallory said. Yeah, lots of people in different positions. It's really good having new people out there, too. So I enjoyed having everybody out there. It was lots of fun.
Yeah. And do you feel like that you guys, even though it wasn't as good batting early on, but do you feel like you learned a lot seeing some different type of pitching?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of, like, really good experience for lots of our girls. Hopefully we get them rolling tomorrow, though. So.
All right. What's the biggest takeaway maybe to try to improve on as you go through the rest of the season?
Really just batting. I feel like our field was solid yesterday. We didn't make very many errors. I feel like, it was really good. I thought we did good.
What do you think that you've improved on this year, maybe compared to where you were at last year?
Well, my batting didn't show it yesterday, but I've been putting a lot of swings in. I just need to figure out how to hit the ball, I guess.
All right. Well, you'll connect, and then all of a sudden, you'll be unstoppable, right?
Let's hope. That's the goal.
All right. Tomorrow, an opportunity to get a couple more rounds in the circle. What are you looking to accomplish there at Lakin?
Lots of strikes. Just be consistent, hit spots, do spin. I'm just really excited.
All right. And you kind of have a different pitching style. I don't know, they let you do a little bit more pitching this year. Some different things, right? With some of the rule changes?
Oh, yeah. I didn't change anything. My pitching coach told me that it was fine the way it was, and there was no point in changing.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. You're keeping everything going.
What?
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw you a curveball. Sorry about the pardon the pun there. But thanks again, Cheyenne, and good luck to you coming up throughout this season.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Cheyenne Kramer joining us here. We're going to talk now with Coach Drew Kite as he gets the headset on. Coach, I know it was kind of a couple of tough losses, but I tell you what, it was you had to like kind of throwing your team into a little bit of the fire and see where they were at early on yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we kind of talked last night, you know, it would have been nice to get, you know, Ulysses under our belt, you know, see maybe a little bit more average pitcher, but it is what it is. You know, I thought our girls were a little nervous yesterday, and you know, that happens. But, you know, we talked about some of those things today, and hopefully we can grow from it throughout the season.
Do you feel like your team responded well in practice today?
Yeah. You know, that's something we talked about at the beginning of practice, and I thought we had a really good practice today. Mm-hmm. You know, we were out there for 2 hours. We got a lot done. You know, we got a ton of cuts in. You know, we had some donations to get a pitching machine this year. That's something we wanted. You know, just to see different speeds. You know, I don't necessarily love pitching machines. You know, just because it's tough to work on timing, things like that, or getting your load up, things. But, you know, it still shows that different speed. And, you know, it has different settings, like for rise balls and curve balls, you know. So it's going to give us different looks that hopefully will help us, you know, down the road. And besides just seeing me, you know, in the cage or, you know, one of our assistants. And so I'm hoping, you know, or so that we don't have to pitch our girls, you know, every single day, you mm-hmm. know, where we have a game yesterday and then we have to pitch our mm-hmm. one of them again today and then tomorrow, you know. So I think it'll help.
Oh, for sure. So with, you know, looking ahead here to Lakin tomorrow here, what are you looking to kind of try to do to maybe right some wrongs here along the way?
Well, obviously just get the bats mm-hmm. going. You know, I mean, that's the first step. I really thought our defense was pretty great mm-hmm. yesterday. I mean, we had very limited errors. You know, when balls were hit, we made plays. And so if that stays, you know, the way it was yesterday, and we can, you know, even our short game, if we can bunt and we can mm-hmm. steal, once we get girls on, you know, we can get some of that momentum going tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, I think you had to like that some of the lower, or, you know, 5 through 9 or whatever in your lineup, they were able to get some timely hits as well.
Yeah, you know, I thought, like you said, you know, 5, that's Jess. She stepped up and had a very good hit yesterday. You know, even Jordan Coe, 2 seniors, mm-hmm. you know, she had a great hit, you know, a time that we needed him. You know, but, I mean, we have girls that can hit, you know, I mean, I wouldn't look at yesterday as, oh, no, like, that it's going to be that type mm-hmm. of year. I mean, these girls can hit. I mean, yeah. And we've known that. We've seen it the last 2 years. It's just a matter of growing that confidence throughout the year.
All right. So, Lakin tomorrow and Colby on Tuesday at home. Coach Drew Kite joining us here. Thanks again, as always, for the time. And, well, good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow next week.
Thanks, Adam. See
you. You betcha.